Papua New Guinea, an Indigenous Society. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1, Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is a country in the Pacific Ocean, just to the north of Australia. It is made up of half the island of New Guinea, the mainland, as well as hundreds of other smaller islands. Most of the country is very hilly and covered in thick rainforest. As well as being home to a diverse range of plant and animal life, Papua New Guinea is also home to many diverse cultural groups. Its population of 5 million is made up of people from around 1,000 different cultural groups who speak more than 800 different languages. Chapter 2, The People. Papua New Guinea is unusual in the world today because most of its people are indigenous and because they still mainly follow traditional lifestyles. In modern times, Papua New Guinea has had very little migration. And in some remote places, its people have had little or no contact with people from other countries. As a result, the lives of many of its indigenous peoples have not been changed a great deal by the outside world. Indigenous peoples have a connection with the land or an area that goes back many thousands of years. Other examples of indigenous peoples are Aboriginal Australians and Native American Indians. Today, there are a number of towns and small cities in Papua New Guinea where people lead Western lifestyles. However, about 80% of the population of Papua New Guinea lives in the country, some in very remote areas. Although the modern world has brought changes to the lives of some of these people, most still lead traditional lifestyles in small farming communities. Their social structure is the same as it has been for thousands of years. What people have in common? Although there are many differences between the cultural groups in Papua New Guinea, there are many things they have in common. All social groups in Papua New Guinea are based on the blood ties of family, clan, and tribe. Wealth, including land and houses, never belongs to just one person, but to a household, which usually means the extended family. Tribes have a system called Wontok, or One Talk. According to this system, families or clans within tribes always help each other by giving food, housing, and help whenever it is needed. Men and women. Men lead families, clans, and tribes in Papua New Guinea. The head of a tribe is called the big man. Women do much of the hard work of growing and cooking food and looking after the family. In most Papua New Guinean cultures, women have little or no say in making decisions for the group. In some cultures in the Sepik area in the north of the mainland, men and women stay apart most of the time. They sleep in different houses and even walk along different tracks. Chapter 3. Languages. Language is one of the main differences between many of the cultures in Papua New Guinea. There are over 800 different languages. In such a small country, this can mean that people who live near each other speak different languages and may not understand each other. Tok Pisin. Tok Pisin is the language that is spoken most often in Papua New Guinea. It is also known as Pidgin. Tok Pisin is a mixture of local languages, English, and German. It was first used in the 1930s. It helps people from different tribes to communicate with each other. Chapter 4, Communities. Most houses in traditional communities have wooden frames and thatched grass roofs and walls. They are usually big enough to sleep a whole extended family. In the warmer areas of the north and south, people often build their houses on stilts to keep them cool. People who live in coastal areas or on rivers often build stilt houses over the water. Communities are built around the house tambaran, or spirit house, where the big man and other important men in the tribe hold special rituals. Chapter 5. Food. The food eaten by people leading traditional Papua New Guinean lifestyles is very simple. In the south, people eat a lot of sago, which is a pulp that comes from the trunk of the sago palm. On the coast, people eat fish and shellfish. In the highlands, people eat yams and bananas. In most communities, many different kinds of vegetables are grown as well. Meat is not eaten a lot, but some people eat insects and grubs to get protein. Chapter 6. Art. Art is everywhere in Papua New Guinea. The Sepik area in the north is famous for its carvings. Carvings are often made as homes for good spirits. When the good spirits are inside, they help keep bad spirits away. In the highlands, men make colorful wigs out of human hair and feathers, which they wear for special celebrations. Fine wood carvings are made on many of the islands. They are often decorated with polished shells. Chapter 7. Getting together. People all over Papua New Guinea enjoy a sing-sing, which is a big local get-together. It includes food and drink, drumming, dancing, and singing. Every year, tribes from the highlands put on shows where they perform for each other. Many of these tribes have been at war over the years. The shows help to bring peace to the area and an understanding of other cultures.